From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Mel, and the British leader clarifies his stance on what caused the crash of a Russian plane in Egypt. The British Prime Minister David Cameron says the crash of a Russian jet in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula was more likely than not caused by a bomb. The UK grounded all flights to and from Egypt's Sinai Peninsula Wednesday, stranding thousands of British tourists. Cameron says he has every sympathy with the Egyptians who rely so heavily on tourism, but that he had to put the safety of British people first. Cameron spoke at 10 Downing Street this morning.
We don't know for certain that it was a terrorist bomb. There's still an investigation taking place in Egypt. We need to see the results of that investigation. The reason we've acted before that is because of intelligence and information we had that gave us the concern that it was more likely than not it was a terrorist bomb. Now, if that turns out to be the case, and even before we have that confirmed, of course we'll look at all of the implications, because my job is to keep British people safe wherever they are in the world, and that means working with partners like the Egyptians to make sure that happens.
The German airline Lufthansa has joined British Airways in suspending flights to Sharm el-Sheikh. Cameron says he would call Russian President Vladimir Putin later in the day to discuss the crash. The head of Russia's Air Force, Colonel General Viktor Bondarev, said Thursday the military has sent anti-aircraft missiles to Syria in order to protect Russian planes conducting airstrikes. Russia's air campaign has come under scrutiny by others operating in the region, particularly by the United States, which has been leading a coalition of countries bombing Islamic State militant targets for more than a year. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency says it's expecting up to 5,000 refugees and other migrants a day to arrive in Greece from Turkey over the next 4 months. UNHCR laid out its winter plan Thursday with an appeal for another $96.15 million in funding. It warned about the possibility of more deaths among the thousands of refugees who have been crossing the Aegean if adequate measures are not taken. The agency said its focus is on improving shelter and reception facilities for the winter and providing items like tents, refugee housing units, blankets, and clothing. It also hopes to winterize water and sanitation systems. The additional appeal raises UNHCR's total additional funding request to nearly $173 million. UNHCR estimates that more than 700,000 refugees and migrants have reached Europe by sea this year. Myanmar's opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi says if her party wins elections this weekend, she will take a post above the president to skirt a ban on her holding the office. Aung San Suu Kyi held a news conference early Thursday in which she announced her plan. She didn't elaborate, only saying, "I will be above the president." It's a very simple message. She's banned from holding the office by a constitutional provision that says candidates with foreign-born spouses or offspring cannot be president. VOA's Steve Herman is in Yangon.
She has built up over many decades quite a positive reputation with much of the electorate here. Of course, in 1990, her party, the National League for Democracy, won, but she was prevented, despite that resounding victory, from basically taking over the government and was put under house arrest on and off for many, many years.
During her comments to the media, she also said she is concerned about whether election officials will adequately respond to allegations of irregularities in preparation for Sunday's vote. But Aung San Suu Kyi added it is important for her party to form a government of national reconciliation if her party does win. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter visited a U.S. aircraft carrier in the South China Sea Thursday as tensions grow with China over Beijing's maritime expansion in the region. Carter is traveling with his Malaysian counterpart, Hishamuddin Hussein. The brief cruise by Carter and Hussein takes place days after a U.S.-guided missile destroyer sailed within 22 kilometers of the Subi Reef and the Spratly Island archipelago. The latest U.S. political survey shows two political novices, billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump and retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, in a dead heat for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination.
That's the latest world news from VOA.